abundance of the harvest season and what it means for Americans and citizens of many nations ought not be understated. As the calendar year winds down towards the holiday season, the produce that summer and autumn bring is extraordinary and is another sign of this country's great blessings that it can yield so much for so many. The distribution of this product can be debated for another time, but how it was all done bears mention here. Video games now have a number of farming simulator franchises, but Kingdom Hearts in particular has an interesting connection to the role of the farmer, particularly the ancient farmer. The tools that are used during the harvest season bear resemblance to those used in Kingdom Hearts and suggests something further about their wielders. An attempt will be made here to tie in the presence of farming tools in Kingdom Hearts to the significance of the season here in America and the ancient world. Now, what I'm really thinking about here is Marluxia's scythe. If you recall what that looks like, it's remarkable. It is a menacing-looking weapon. And that caught my eye when I was researching this. I'm going to start with some secondary sources. I had a number of secondary and primary sources here. I'll start with Spurs, Arable Cultivation in Roman Italy. I should emphasize that the resemblance to Marluxia's scythe could be from a particular design and a region. I can't prove that, that's just my feelings, just my findings. Page 70 in this book, now depending on where you're listening to this right now, I'm going to try and put up a visual aid from this book so you can see it. Page 70 mentions a particular Roman farming tool, meant for use on the Adriatic coast of Italy. That's the eastern coast of Italy. Corresponds to number 4A and number 4E in a particular model on page 71, and that's the visual aid. Now, if you do see this, you'll see that both 4A and 4E are both not quite there when you look at Marluxia's scythe. One of them in this model has an exaggerated appearance, the other one not exaggerated enough, but they do resemble the graceful dahlia in a way. I think so, no? I'm going to jump now to a primary source, Varro. Varro's On Agriculture. In this book, there are different methods of harvesting grain. Different regions where they're done, different tools with how they're done. There are variations in Kingdom Hearts 358 over 2 days that might come to mind here. There's a region in central Italy called Umbria. The stalk is cut close with a hook tool in the fields there, and the ears are cut off once they're bundled. In Picenum, there is, quote, a curved handle of wood with a small iron saw attached to the end, unquote, to cut off just the ears, and the straw will be cut later. And finally, in Rome, ears are grabbed with the left hand and cut in the middle. The top portion with the ear is carried off for threshing, and the rest is cut later. Back to Spur, page 72. The case for the differences in these appearances can reflect on local manufacturers and designs, no doubt. But those differences are not limited to other farms. They all could be used on the same farm. Spur seems to suggest that the smaller the sickle, the more delicate the work it was meant to be used for was. Cereal ears at the top required a more careful approach, and a smaller sickle may have been used here and in some remote parts of Italy, which still happens today, while hacking down the straw later would mandate a larger sickle. It's important to know that sickles were used more for cereals and scythes more for grains. Sickles were a bit faster to swing than scythes were and helped to tidy things up. There's another book, Agricultural Implements of the Roman World, by White, raises a point that I think is important to bring up here. This is all a little bit difficult to research. Page 102 says, the word falx, which is Latin for scythe, is such a common word that it can refer to either a scythe or a sickle. So there's a lot of confusion, a lot of room for error. Pinpointing an accurate diagram here is tricky. And also that various authors mention various different methods of various different tools. Some are exclusive. They're not all mentioned by all authors. But I'm able to discern that cutting hay was the scythe's main implement. I'm going to turn my attention now to Greece rather than Italy for a moment. Isager and Skidsgård's Ancient Greek Agriculture tells me that the Greek harvest season is in the spring, curiously enough, used with sickles. Now, we've seen Marluxia in both a spring setting and a September harvest setting. If you played Kingdom Hearts Union Key, you'll know that there is a scene with Marluxia in a field of flowers with his sister. I'm going to jump to another primary source, the Odyssey by Homer. Odysseus, in Book 18, wishes to cut the grass in the season of spring, the flower month, May, with a curved scythe in his hands, plenty of grass, a challenge to Eurymachus. So you might say Marluxia's a man of all seasons. The primary tool for Greek harvesting is not the scythe. It is the sickle, or the drapanon. I'm going to jump now to another Greek primary source, Xenophon, in his Economicus. He says that weeds and rain will ruin a good harvest, namely corn. Now, corn, or maize, is a staple product, historically, of North America, Mexico. So it's important to point this out here. There are proper practices for cutting corn. Smaller stalks are cut closer to the ground, while taller stalks are cut closer to the middle. Enough of it is left behind for either burning material or for condiments to manure. Now, if you're deep into Kingdom Hearts, you'll know Marluxia is technically half of a person. He is a nobody. So this middle cut, the cut in half, might bring that to mind, no? When you hear the word kingdom, it suggests a king. There's a passage in the Iliad, in Book 18. Laborers with sharp sickles in hand on a king's estate. Quote, handfuls falling in rows to the ground along the swath. Interesting, right? Quote, and among them the king, staff in hand, was standing in silence at the swath, glad at heart. That's a remarkable passage to me. Last but not least, there is Columella on agriculture. The scythe's application is illustrated a bit more vividly with Columella. Book 2, section 17.4. The scythe mows down vetch more efficiently once the ground is leveled. The text there specifically refers to the scythe being used after the ground has been plowed, and all tangles and growth and bramble are rooted up. Once that's done, vetch is mixed with hayseed and is sown, and clods are broken up with hoes. A brushwood drag is then dragged over, and the turnings that are formed when the farmer turns 180 degrees appear. Stones need removed, too. It could damage the cutting end. I also thought of the variations of the scythe in 358 over 2 days here, too. Some of them in Columella are described as, quote, cradle scythes, or the falx verruculata, a sickle equipped with small spits and spikes, and of these, they are either bill-shaped or toothed, and that's in section 20 of Book 2. One last thing. You know that Marluxia is a member of Organization 13, and the goal of that organization is gathering hearts. Now, Marluxia may have had some plans of his own, as you can see if you play through the series, but there's a passage in Columella, also section 20 of Book 2, that caught my eye. Quote, and this is the crowning reward of the husbandman, reaping the harvest of the seed that he has entrusted to the earth. All right, that's it. Thank you very much for listening. Fun stuff, all fun stuff to me. Enjoy your evening. I'll be back soon.